This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump to travel to El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio today. He's to meet in both cities with people whose lives were impacted by last weekend's deadly mass shootings. Some in both of the cities have called on the president not to come and visit today. In the case of the Dayton shootings, the gunman, 24, took his own life after police had already wounded him. His ex-girlfriend says Connor Betts struggled with mental illness, but he was a good person inside.
He wanted to be good. He really did. And if he saw what he did now, he would know how horrible it was.
Police say about 20 people received minor injuries after a chaotic scene in Times Square last night. They all went running when they heard what they thought was gunshots, but it was really just a motorcycle backfiring. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Universal Pictures taking another look at its marketing strategy for a controversial film after the three deadly mass shootings. In a matter of days, the film The Hunt, a satire about a group of conservative so-called deplorables waking up in a clearing and realizing they're being hunted for sport by elite liberals. SpaceX says last night's launch of a Falcon 9 rocket was flawless. The private space company deploying a satellite system to improve internet connectivity to Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Europe as well. It was the company's 10th launch this year. Drugstore chain Walgreens planning to close 200 of its U.S. stores. Earlier this year, its parent announced it would be shuttering 200 stores in the United Kingdom. The loss of a couple of hundred stores represents about 3% of the 10,000 Walgreens locations in the U.S. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump and the GOP are suing the state of California over some recent legislation passed there that requires presidential hopefuls to file tax returns if they want to stand in primaries in the Golden State. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
In two lawsuits, the plaintiff said it was unconstitutional as it added an extra requirement to run for president. President Trump has refused to release his tax returns, saying they're under audit. California is the first state to succeed in passing such a law, though others under Democratic control have tried. This would apply to ballots for primary elections, but not the general election. The state is involved in more than 40 lawsuits against the Trump White House on issues such as environmental regulation and immigration. The lawsuit says the law would directly impede President Trump's chances of gaining the Republican nomination, because California provides 14% of delegates that's needed to win. President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, described the law as an attempt to circumvent the U.S. Constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the Clinton sex scandals coming to TV as the FX network has revealed its third season of American Crime Story will center on Bill Clinton's presidential scandal with Monica Lewinsky. It's going to be called Impeachment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, nobody ever said it was going to be easy, right? I tell you, you cannot be off track for such an extended period of time as this country has been and think we're going to snap our fingers and find ourselves suddenly back on track. A lot of soul searching is taking place, and of course, it is really tough right now because of the emotions that are about. I mean, here the president is, you know, to his credit, is going to Dayton, Ohio and to El Paso, Texas to mourn with the citizens there. But yet, you know, people who say they don't want it to be political have been quick to make it political. You know, and this is the environment in which we live in right now, where up is down and down is up, and in between is the rest of Main Street America trying to figure it out and trying not to find ourselves being polarized and pulled into individual camps of support instead of a camp of support that is for all America, that is for the greater good of this country. What is it all about? How do we respond to this? You know, Dr. Warren Farrell, who's been on with us many times, is noted for the celebrated book, The Boy Crisis, has made it clear, you know, time and again on this show, that the problem that we have in America today is fatherlessness. That's a huge issue. And that's one of the things that's coming out consistently in terms of drilling down into the analysis. But right now, there's lots of work that still needs to be done, and you know, calm heads need to be the order of the day in the midst of these raw emotions. And I understand some people are probably saying, Bill, you know, I don't want to hear about calmness. I just want to be amped up right now. Well, there's a season for everything, and maybe you need to go through that. But meanwhile, we don't want to make decisions in the midst of these heightened emotions, because that's when we get it wrong. And I think at the end of the day, regardless of what side you're on, you want to make sure that we get it right. Now, everybody at this point, everybody's opinion counts. It all matters. But I would say also, you know, to consider the data as well. And I say that at risk because there was already someone who tried to point out some data, and boy, they got rifled really quick, if I might say that, metaphorically. In which just demonstrates that you know, people aren't ready for this. You know, they're not ready for dealing with the facts, which is interesting because you want action. And the president, you know, one of the first things he brought up was red flag laws. Okay, now states are starting to move on this, and there are some things that they can do. Whether or not we'll actually deal with, you know, the assault rifles, as they refer to them, that will, you know, that will, I guess, be revealed in time as we continue to have this debate. Certainly, you know, having 100-round drum, you know, drum magazines, you know, my understanding is that in most states that is illegal. You know, why it was legal there, you know, why someone needs, you know, that kind of magazine, you know, coverage other than to do a lot of damage, which, you know, potentially, I mean, already happened, but could have gotten a lot worse there in Dayton, Ohio. That's, you know, again, these are things that will be worked out in time. But right now, you know, the focus should be on unifying and healing. And the thing is that it's tough for us to talk about unifying when we're so disunified. And especially going into a 2020 election when everything is so political and everybody's nerves are raw. And, you know, accusations are flying out. You know, the president is a racist. He's a white supremacist. He's a nationalist and all this. And, you know, again, you know, from my purview, and I get accused, believe me, I get accused and attacked by, you know, friends and enemies alike who just absolutely 100% disagree. And they absolutely believe that the president is a racist. Okay, well, if that's what you believe, it's what you believe. I disagree, and I don't read into every tweet the president puts out as a dog whistle. But, you know, these are all advantageous points for Joe Biden and other politicians to grab on. That what does it do? How does that unify us? Of course, they see this as an advantage. And disgustingly, I mean, it's bad enough they take the rhetoric and they want to run with the rhetoric and infuriate everybody and, you know, divide us even all the more. But then they have the audacity to want to, you know, raise funds on it. Use these tragedies in Dayton, Ohio, and in El Paso. You've got Democratic candidates using it to raise money. You get these Democratic candidates, again, all in the spirit of what, who was it from the Obama administration had said that, you know, you just don't let a good crisis go to waste. And that's what they're doing. You know, they see this as a good crisis, so they're going to make the most out of it. And, of course, you know, no help from the mainstream media either, because, you know, they're not interested in unifying the country. You know, they see it as an opportunity to, you know, blast Donald Trump and blame him. How do you blame him, you know, for what happened? You know, we didn't blame George W. Bush. You know, we didn't blame Barack Obama. But right now, Donald Trump is blamed for everything. And he's all put in this mold just because of his language and what he's tried to do here. You know, the fact of the matter is America has been in trouble for a long time and we needed to deal with some things. And who was going to deal and call out the deep state and the corruption within our intelligence community? Who was going to do that? You think Hillary Clinton was going to do that? Barack Obama? No. If anything, what we're finding out is that administration did more to make it even more complicated and more corrupt. And we're finding out now, even, I mean, every day there's more information, you know, coming down regarding the previous administration that insists that there was no scandals. And it really is laughable because you think of all the many scandals that were associated with that administration. And even in spite of all that, look at his popularity is in 66% in terms of favorability. And, you know, people love Barack Obama. Okay. Well, how can Barack Obama help the country unify? But he's not going to do it because it would help Donald Trump or it helped Republicans. Because everything is so divisive, but yet they claim that, you know, they're the first ones to call out the disunity of the country. But what are they doing? You know, to help lift this country up out of this disunity and this bifurcated environment in which we live in. No, I mean, all he's doing is taking more shots. And so what happens is we start getting in that circular, you know, firing squad, you know, because we are Americans, right? And so you shoot at me, I got to shoot back at you, right? And so it just keeps on going. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I really don't know what it's going to take. I've been praying that there would be a sober voice that would be able to break through this and tell people, you know, hey, look, just be quiet. You know, we don't need that bit of vitriol and rhetoric in the conversation right now. There's time for it. There's a season for it. But right now is not the time for it. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Let me know your thoughts at bmartinezlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains.
I'll tell you, lest we forget, ladies and gentlemen, it is about freedom at the end of the day. I mean, this is what we're striving for, what our founding fathers had envisioned for us, is that we would truly be a beacon of freedom, not only for this country, but for the entire world. We're the example. This is why people want to come to this country, because of the freedoms that are here. And what Donald Trump is guilty of, ladies and gentlemen, is calling out the discrepancies. These are discrepancies people have been, you know, yelling about for a long time, and they felt they were ignored. This is why we refer to the forgotten man and woman. 63 million people who felt forgotten voted for Donald Trump. The country was in a spiral. We were moving in the wrong direction. We were being led, you know, by people that saw us as being mediocre. And what Donald Trump brought back into the discussion was an opportunity to go for it. Look what happened when he got rid of all the government regulations. Enterprise started to flourish again. New businesses opening up. Talents that have been lying dormant in this country were starting to be exercised and grown and developed. Thank you very much, because there was a true chief executive officer in the White House. And so changes have been happening very positively. Now, those who are antithetical and against these kind of positive changes, you hear them screaming and yelling. I mean, it's really sad, frankly, you know, and I've maintained all along that the Democrats need to be involved, and they need to be involved in a constructive way. But their way of involvement is to resist and to be destructive. Listen to the language that they speak. It's not edifying. It's not uplifting. It's not encouraging. It's depressing. They talk about President Trump speaking in dark terms. Well, for somebody that's used to the government operating in the manner in which it works, as we said many times and for a long time, you know, many people have been taking advantage of this country because of the incompetence, the way it operates. They've got it all figured out. They've got all their people in place. They're making millions of dollars at our expense. We're paying for this. And Donald Trump, being a fair-minded man, whether you like it or not, comes in and he's calling them out for that. Well, they're not too happy for it. The deep state has got rattled. It's been exposed. I mean, you know, look at Barack Obama was here for 8 years. He didn't know about the deep state. He didn't want to bring that out. He didn't want to bring out the shadow government that was in operation. Why not? You know, think about that. And what did they do? Their tentacles into our government just went deeper and deeper. You know, we saw what happened with the IRS, how the IRS became weaponized. You know, we're going to be talking with Jenny Beth Martin in just a little bit. And Jenny Beth Martin, you know, one of the co-founders, president of the Tea Party Patriots, what they went through. And I maintain, I mean, here we are. We're in this uproar about Russian intervention in the election process of our government that's so been so hyperbolic and taken to, you know, its most extreme. You know, we hear Barack Obama saying, hey, nobody can change one vote. Okay, that was his words. To where, you know, the Democrats want to believe that the only reason that Donald Trump got elected is because of the Russians. Well, what the IRS did, blatantly, in stifling the Tea Party movement, affected, I believe, anywhere from 6 to 8 voting cycles, because they were not given tax exemption like everybody else. Any conservative group, you know, it was specifically targeted, not by Donald Trump, and not by George W. Bush, not by Bill Clinton, but by Barack Obama and Lois Lerner and the IRS. And look how long it took for us to even address that issue, much less even handle it. It's still hanging out there. I mean, don't think that the cockroaches are not. I mean, the lights are on, so they're still scooting around the edges and trying to stay hidden as best they can, but the cockroaches are still there. And it's not just there. It's in the EPA. It's all in these three-letter agencies that really need to be looked at. And they're running a little nervous because you've got a new sheriff in town. You know, we are under new management. Well, like anything, the difference between where we are now and where we need to go is what we call the grief to happiness ratio. And I,
I don't know how to get there in nice sort of terms, because anytime you say anything toward the establishment, they're going to get upset. And now, you know, here it is. Language is taken out of context. The one thing you can hand to the progressives and liberals in this country is they are black belts. They are 10-degree black belts, let me tell you, in invalidation. They know how to invalidate you and shout you down. You know, now you can't even applaud in some places because the sensitivity, the sensory overload is such that you have to be sensitive. Okay, so we don't have to applaud. We just, kind of jazz with this new language that's now being thrust upon this country. And don't think it's just in some, squirrely little circle somewhere. I mean, this is coming to a theater near you. And when you listen to the agenda and you watch what the Democratic Socialist Party is all about and you line it up with Ocasio-Cortez, you go, whoa, I mean, what is she? Is she the commander in chief of the DSA with all the stuff that's being promoted on us, a new language and everything else? We can't even be gender specific because that offends people. You know, so much offends people these days. It's like, you got to be kidding me. But this is, we have created this culture where everybody gets a trophy. Then, if not, then, they're going to go crying to their mommy or somebody who is sensitive to them. And this is not the way the real world works. What this is all doing to us, ladies and gentlemen, is this is taking us to a level of mediocrity that I think is extremely dangerous. And the reason I resist that, because that's not the way we were designed. You know, we were designed to be exceptional when we are operating in our God-given talents, and it's exercised and grown. But no, you have this movement in this country, and it's, it's happened in other countries. I mean, all you have to do is read a little bit of history and you see what goes on. And that's why in these countries, I have a dear friend, he just came back from Europe. He told me, he goes, Bill, he says, I couldn't believe it. He says, I grew up in France. I was there in Europe. Everything. He says, I have never in my entire life seen such darkness and depression. This is everywhere you go. He says, people have no hope. See, and this is part of the problem that we have in this country right now is we got a lot of young people running around with no hope. They're hopeless. And, because if it's not global warming, it's some other disaster that's coming upon, all in the name of politics and for one person's agenda. And so there's collateral damage. So, some kids, they commit suicide. Well, that's all just part of the, it's just all part of the process because, it's all about the Green New Deal. But this is what happens. We're not experiencing anything new here. All you have to do is read a little bit of history and start seeing what goes. Is people start committing suicide. It death follows in the wake of all these isms and all these governments. Because they want you to exchange, like Barack Obama said, hey, we're going to fundamentally transform America. Remember that? I'll tell you, when he said that, it scared me. Because I said, I don't know exactly what he means by that, but all I know is that that is very dangerous, what he's suggesting, without even knowing the totality. But now we get an idea. And the reason that they're so upset, the progressive left, is because somebody moved their cheese and Donald Trump came in and said, no, we're going to call it out for what it is. And they cannot handle being exposed. The truth is the truth. I mean, that's it's undeniable. But if you're not pursuing it, if you're not engaged in any kind of critical thought, and you are going to be fed by 8-second sound bites from the mainstream media, heaven help you, your family, and dare I say, the United States of America. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. 800-800-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now at 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump to travel to El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio today. He's to meet in both cities with people whose lives were impacted by last weekend's deadly mass shootings. Some in both of the cities have called on the president not to come and visit today. In the case of the Dayton shootings, the gunman, 24, took his own life after police had already wounded him. His ex-girlfriend says Connor Betts struggled with mental illness, but he was a good person inside.
He wanted to be good. He really did. And if he saw what he did now, he would know how horrible it was.
Police say about 20 people received minor injuries after a chaotic scene in Times Square last night. They all went running when they heard what they thought was gunshots, but it was really just a motorcycle backfiring. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, have you ever stopped to think why some people, and particularly Democrats and Democratic politicians, don't want President Trump in Dayton, Ohio, or El Paso, Texas? You know, think about it. You know, why is it that they do not want he and the First Lady there? Jenny Beth Martin is with us. She is the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, let me ask you, you know, why do you think that they don't want President Trump there?
I think that they would not want him to be there, partly because they do not they don't want to give him the opportunity, one, to show that he cares about America, because
exactly.
It does not fit the narrative that mm-hmm. they are trying to paint of him. And the other thing is that they don't want to give the community the chance to look to him. They'd rather still be, I don't know what they want from their community. I sit there and I watch these things that have happened this weekend and the reaction that we've had to the events from the weekend. And everything about it is horrible. And we're not trying to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. All that it seems that we're trying to do is point blame rather mm-hmm. than trying to figure out how we can help prevent something like this in the future.
Well, like anything, there's a time and season, and right now it is a time to grieve. And the president, the consoler-in-chief, who has been there to console people time and again, although some on the left, and if you watch CNN and you're, you know, just, feeding yourself with 8-second sound bites and being propagandized by the left, they would lead you to believe that our president is a white supremacist and he's a racist. Well, you know, and it's very dangerous when you have politicians, especially those that want to earn the highest office in the land, using such reckless rhetoric, all in the name of, you know, politics. I mean, it's disgusting when we have a country right now that is so on edge. I mean, I don't know if you heard that earlier soundbite, mm-hmm. that news bite that was out that in Times Square last night. There was a backfire of a motorcycle. Well, everybody started going. They thought it was gunshots. I mean, and why not? Because of all the bad news that we're getting right now. I'm not saying we shouldn't be on guard and we shouldn't be vigilant. We need to be. But it just points to where we are as a nation right now, where our nerves are raw, and we need to give ourselves a chance to, to grieve and to comfort one another. And my goodness, here's the President of the United States, 63 million people. Voted him into president and as president, and even those that did not vote for him, just like those that didn't vote for Barack Obama, still respected the office of the presidency and said he is our president. Although the media would not want to declare that, because they've been invalidating him and his presidency since day one.
That is so correct. They have been invalidating him since the moment it was obvious that he was going to win the election. They've been doing so much to undermine his presidency before they could even declare him the winner. The thing that I think is happening right now, as I watch some of this, is that the people on the left actually are some of the political leaders on the left actually believe the propaganda and the misinformation and the editorials that add adjectives to the president or his supporters, or you could look back at the Tea Party or Sarah Palin, or there's a long list where they have turned so many of us into a caricature of ourselves. They've almost dehumanized us. I don't want to say they've completely done that, but they're on the path to do that. And they actually believe the spin, and they're regurgitating the spin and making it worse. And the fact is, our organization did respect the fact that President Obama was president. We may not have liked it, and we didn't like his policies, but we still made a concerted effort to always refer to him as President Obama before we would just refer to him as Obama in written material or even in interviews. It's
exactly.
The same for Speaker Pelosi. We're not getting the same kind of even that little tiny bit of respect we're not getting from the left right now. And it's distressing to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's up to the people, we the people, to be the change they want to see. And they need to evaluate it and discern, what's being done, how they're being propagandized, how these 8-second sound bites are leading them to believe differently. The thing that we can count on, Jenny Beth, is that there is power in the office, and there's a lot of subliminal power that comes with being the commander-in-chief, the chief executive officer, the president of the United States, that no matter what the mainstream media would say, even Barack Obama coming out of retirement to make some, I think, reckless comments, all these would-be, presidential candidates from the left, they cannot take it away, because the office itself, for 243 years, brings an incredible amount of influence and legacy and compassion. And this is what the president needs to rest in. And he knows how to do that regardless. I mean, he's thick-skinned. I mean, he's been attacked. But there's going to be some of those politicians that do not want to talk to him. You know, just like Jan Brewer, had a hard time dealing with Barack Obama. But she, on the tarmac, she's talking to him saying, look, I got to fight for my people here and what's not happening in terms of, border control here in Arizona. And the media wanted to really blow that up, but the fact of the matter is that she's fighting, for her citizens, just like the president who's fighting for all of America. And the people will see that, and I think their biggest, concern about that is that the president, along with the first lady, are going to be seen for, for the real people that they are, the compassionate people that they are. And this is going to be a hard narrative for them to define and do, just like what they've been doing, with the Tea Party. They've been saying here recently the Tea Party is dead and gone. It's just, you guys just haven't gotten the memo. And they go, wait a minute, what are you talking about? The Tea Party is alive and well, and if anything, they're being invigorated with what's going on in the government, because the fight still continues for a responsible government that is going to mind their budget, are they not?
That is correct. And we will continue, and we have continued, and in fact, we're working to publish an essay that goes into everything we've done, what we are doing, what we will continue to do, and I'll make sure that you have the link to it once it's published.
Absolutely.
So step back just for a second. You said something I think is very, very, very important. You said it's up to we the people, and that is correct. And right now, we can step back from the finger pointing, and I think that one thing that we can do is say, what can we the people do in our own communities to try to prevent these kind of tragedies from happening in the first place? How can we make sure that if we see somebody who is troubled and hurting, that we reach out to them and make sure they're not alone? Another thing that we can do is, if you see something, say something, report it. There was a report that I read this morning from a lady last week who turned in her own grandson.
Exactly.
She thought he was suicidal and homicidal. Mm-hmm. And they were able to prevent a tragedy that happened here in Georgia. Somebody turned in two students at a high school about almost 2 years ago. Those students were plotting a Columbine-like event. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes the FBI and the local law enforcement don't get the credit for actually averting these crises in the first place, because they're regular American citizens who have the courage to stand up and say, I saw something that's concerning. And I think that's something we the people can do.
And we fell short. I mean, certainly in South Florida at Stoneman Douglas. I mean, there were red flags that were up, warning signs, and, you know, for whatever reason, some of that rests, you know, as good a job as the FBI does in most cases. But like Condoleezza Rice said years ago, Jenny Beth, you know, we have to be vigilant 100% of the time. These domestic terrorists and even foreign terrorists, they just have to get lucky once, right?
That is correct. That's absolutely correct.
Well, congratulations again, Jenny Beth, for all the great work that you and everybody involved with the Tea Party Patriots is involved in. And that, again, contrary to what they would report there, the death of the Tea Party has been greatly exaggerated and it's all part of the fake news. So where can they go for more information and get involved?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
You know, up until this week, number one issue, polling issue that most voters were concerned with had to do with immigration. Of course, needless to say, it's all about gun control right now. That has skyrocketed to the top. Was down there lingering until these three major incidences, these mass murders. I still find it quite curious. I don't know if you do or not, but we hear about Dayton, Ohio. Not Toledo. I know the president misspoke, and some people want to jump all over. Well, Joe Biden misspoke too. He said it was happened in Houston, and that was only after a minute. He couldn't even remember where the events took place. There's questioning. I mean, it is tough. It takes a toll, the campaign season on people, much less being the president of the United States trying to remember everything. I mean, we can look back and think about all the misspeaks of presidents. I remember President Obama kept saying corpsman, remember? And he kept on saying it was like nobody was telling him, hey, no, it's corpsman, it's not corpsman. This happens. Take it from someone who says as many words as I do in a three-hour show every day. I misspeak, and I appreciate that I have an audience that will advise me of such misspeakings. It keeps me humble, and that's what I think that we all need to appreciate, is that we're all humanoids, and nobody is perfect here, right? But anyway, that aside, as I was saying, it was all about immigration before, and we're standing by for Chris Chmielewski with Numbers USA. He's the director of policy and activism, and we're going to be talking about how the Democratic voters have said, look, we want to use E-Verify. What is going on? I thought this was taking place. It's not happening. So they're, raising their ire about E-Verify in dealing with immigration. You see, if you listen to the mainstream media, you think that immigration, the whole issue of immigration, is a one-sided conversation. It's just all about Donald Trump and, wanting to close the borders and be mean and cruel and everything and put people in concentration camps and have women drinking out of toilet water. Like that's the American way of life, right? It's just so ridiculous. But, what happens when you have that kind of hyperbole and that kind of, manipulative conversation like that is it stifles the debate. It stops everything. We're not able to have a rational conversation when people feel like they've got to be so hyperbolic or even deceptive about what it is that they're putting out there. I mean, the fact of the matter is if you read the platform for the Democratic Socialists, which just had their big annual meeting that Linda Sarsour spoke at, they said, look at, they're picking no bones about it. They're open borders. They're new Green Deal people. I mean, you know, it's like Ocasio-Cortez. I was surprised that, I mean, she may have been there, but they didn't say anything about it. But, to me, I mean, that's their poster, their poster woman. And I don't even know if I can say that, because now we have to be so gender sensitive that you can't even use gender among, the DSA, members. You know, they, in fact, somebody had said, hey, guys, you know, we need to keep the noise down because, you know, I'm sensitive. I have sensory overload. And so, I mean, you know, people, they weren't even clapping. They were using jazz hands, you know. And James Hurston is going to tell us more about that a little bit later on. I mean, we kind of laugh about it. But and I don't mean to laugh in a way that, I mean, I laugh because it's odd for me. Okay, can I say it's odd for me? You know, for them, this is a movement that's happening in our country today. And look at, you know, within reason, and I say within reason, I mean, just because this movement has come in, and this is what goes on in this country today, is they come in like a bull in a china shop and say, okay, hey, the language you used to speak, the way you used to act, you can't do that anymore, that's verboten, and we're going to do everything we can, and we're going to make it illegal, and we're going to get to the point to where if you even use the wrong pronoun and you're not gender sensitive, then you're going to get fined. And your Twitter account's going to be eradicated. Again, you know, we start going down that road of invalidation that's happening. You know, what happened to free speech? What this is all about. Okay? But, you know, they have found a way to use our laws against us to invalidate us. Well, Chris Chmielewski is on with us now. As I mentioned, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. Chris, I was explaining to the audience that before last weekend, number one issue was, hey, let's deal with immigration. Even the Democrats have said, look at what's going on with E-Verify. I thought that was in place. And, of course, you know, that has been understandably altered in terms of focus and purpose. But nonetheless, what will happen is that immigration issue will come back to the top. And, it, you know, people are going to talk about this. So let's address this E-Verify issue. But, you know, because this is what the Democrat voters are saying that they're interested in. But if you watch the presidential debates, it was like crickets when it came to E-Verify, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You heard no mention of it, despite the fact that a new poll that we commissioned through Pulse Opinion showed that there's huge support amongst not just Democrats, but independents and obviously Republicans for requiring all businesses to use E-Verify. So it's really one of the key issues to the whole immigration debate that's just really completely being left out of the discussion for the most part.
Well, because President Trump, I mean, if the truth be known, I mean, he won election on immigration. You know, whether you want to say it's building the wall, but, you know, look at Americans were saying, look at immigration has gotten out of hand. You know, we cannot tolerate open borders. We cannot tolerate an invasion of immigrants coming in. And, you know, Chris, we've been talking on the show that even the CDC has cautioned that we have immigrants coming into the country whose immune system is different than ours. They are exposed to different bugs in their home country 2,500 miles away. Now they're coming here, and they're bringing their immune system and homogenizing it into our defenses and our immune systems. And all of a sudden, you know, what has it been, 60, 70 years, something like that, since we've had an outbreak of measles? And maybe not quite that long. Maybe it was only the 70s, I think, was the last outbreak. And now all of a sudden we're dealing with measles again, you know?
Right.
So what is that telling you?
Yeah, and I'm sure many people are wondering, well, how does E-Verify work into this? That's not, yeah, I mean, most of the issue is along the border right now. Well, here's how E-Verify is just it's an online database system or online website system that's used by employers to verify whether or not their employees are authorized to work in the United States. And right now there's about, just short of a million employers actually in the United States currently using the system. And you've got about a dozen states that require employers to use it, plus federal contractors are allowed to use it. But still, 80% of employers across the country don't have to use the system. So they're not verifying whether or not their workers are authorized. Well, what that means for the border is that we continue to have this huge surge of people coming across the border because they know that they can get jobs here in the United States. You cut off that jobs magnet, a lot of them aren't going to cross. Mm-hmm. Even though the crisis, you look at the border crossing numbers so far for the current fiscal year, you're seeing record numbers of family units coming across. You're seeing high numbers of unaccompanied minors, but still 50% of the people crossing the border are just most likely single adult men who are just coming here for jobs.
Exactly.
You cut them off, then you can gain, you reduce the traffic, the illegal traffic across the border, makes it easier for Border Patrol to gain 100% operational control of the border, which means they know everybody who's crossing the border, and they get more control over these types of issues, these mm-hmm. sorts of issues which you're bringing up. There's less of a crisis on the border if you can
right.
simply reduce the number of people trying to get into the country illegally.
Well, Chris, this is just some of the logistics. More importantly, foundational to all this is that we return to the rule of law. I mean, we're breaking our own laws. That's what we're doing. We're encouraging people to do that. We're telling 80% of the businesses across the country, nah, it's okay. We'll turn the other way. I mean, come on. I mean, if we're going to turn our and look the other way for that offense, what other offense are we going to turn and look away from? Then the rule of law doesn't count at all, does it?
No. And you're absolutely right. For more than 100 years, it's been on the books in this country that it's against federal law to work in the country illegally. But we don't do anything about it. We've got 7 to 8 million illegal aliens working jobs here in the United States. And those are non-agricultural jobs. There's another, rather roughly 500,000 to a million that are working in agricultural jobs that aren't even counted in that number. We just turn our head. We ignore the problem. That's a significant issue.
Well, exactly. And then we wonder why when we have and some of these illegals coming across the border, and this is what President Trump said, that, the government of Mexico and these other Central American countries are not sending their finest. I mean, they're getting rid of and emptying out their ne'er-do-wells, those that have broken the law. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, we've suddenly, the United States of America has become England's Australia, right?
Yeah,
so to speak. I mean, it may sound brutal, but I mean, think about it for just a moment. I mean, let's try not to get offended by it, but let's just take a look at what's happening and why these governments are happy to see these felons leave their country. They come here and they do damage here, and and the people in America just kind of shrug and say, "Oh, it wasn't my daughter that got killed, so I guess it's okay."
Right. Yeah. I mean, if there were opportunities in their country, and that's something that we have to help out with, too. But part of the reason why they're coming is there's not opportunities. And part of the reason why there aren't opportunities is because they can't get these opportunities themselves.
Well, and the governments themselves are corrupt. And it's not like we haven't invested. If you look at it, we've invested a lot of money in some of these other countries. The money just never got to them. Oh, kind of sounds like Baltimore, oh, by the way. Chris Chmielewski has been our guest. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today.